Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, especially if you've been listening already, we really appreciate you continuing to hang around with us. And I think that means we're doing something right if you're still listening. And if you just tuned in, you just can't wait to find out what all the excitement's about. Well, just hang around a little bit and you'll find that out. And you couldn't have tuned in at a better time, because we got a guy named Steve Mariotti with us, and he is a very exciting guy, somebody who is as dedicated to entrepreneurship as anybody I've ever known. He's written a number of books on the topic. One of the books, Entrepreneurship, How to Start and Operate a Small Business. This is a high school book, by the way, folks. Now in its 10th edition. If it's 10th edition, folks, you know it's the best. And a number of other books. He is the president and the founder of the National Foundation for Teaching Entrepreneurship, and he's our friend. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on all the great things that you're doing. I know that a few years back you said, you know what, this is something that needs to be done, educating our young people on entrepreneurship, and you just set out from whole cloth, and you said, I'm going to carve this out, I'm going to cut this out and put it together and make it something high quality, and you did that, Steve, and I want you to know that I really appreciate and admire you for that.
Jim, thank you. I'm very flattered. This is NIFTY. We call it NIFTY, the acronym for National Foundation for Teaching Entrepreneurship. It's our 18th year, and we've now graduated 160,000 low-income youth from our 100-hour program.
Wow.
Where every child learns the basics of starting a small business. And we're now in 17 countries.
Wow.
We franchised overseas, and domestically we're in 33 states.
I'm trying to think about the impact, the Steve Mariotti dividend that the world is receiving right now because of all those people. And, you know, Steve, I just keep coming back to Frederick Bastiat. In about 1840s, he said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Yes, he's
What you're doing is you're helping young people to understand that it's better to trade with the company, with a country across the water, than it is to fight with them.
Absolutely. Bastiat's actually one of my favorite philosophers.
Well, me too. I actually call him a economist, philosopher, / comedian.
Because
had a great sense of humor. I wish he were still here. He'd probably be on the Comedy Channel. But anyway, I just want to congratulate you folks. A lot of people don't know about what Steve does. He's not out there flashing around. He just gets the job done. And Steve, you and I have known each other for a while, and I've been tracking what you do, and I'm very impressed with it. And I want to get you to help us with some things. I was saying in the 20th century, I was calling the 21st century the century of the entrepreneur. The 20th century was the century of the major corporation. 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. I'm going to make a statement and get you to see what you think about this. Most of our young people will either be entrepreneurs or they'll work for an entrepreneur for small businesses. Many, many more of them will do that than will work for a major corporation in the 21st century. What do you think?
I totally agree. This will be the age of the entrepreneur. And I think it's going to be a wonderful renaissance around the world, and we're going to wipe out poverty, I think, over the next 100 years, and it's going to be a lot better place to live because of the entrepreneur.
No question about it. No question about it. And some people that need to see that are starting to get it a little bit. Governments are starting to get it a little bit. They're still not quite there. A lot more and more major corporations are getting that, aren't they?
Absolutely.
They're making small businesses their partners instead of thinking of them as just a little backwater mom and pop.
Exactly. And I think a lot of great educators are starting to understand that. Every country that I travel to now, and every state in our great country, I meet with the top educators. And 20 years ago, no one would think about teaching kids how to start a small business, but now it's part of the agenda. And everyone talks about it and thinks about it, and thousands of schools have programs, and I just think we're going to have a wave of young people coming up that are going to be the most productive entrepreneurs in the history of the world.
Well, there's no question about it. And, you know, I've interviewed a number of people from colleges around the country, the Fisher School of Business at Ohio State, Babson College, the folks at Vanderbilt. And there's so many colleges around the country, more and more, are teaching entrepreneurship on the graduate and the undergraduate level. And that's very heartening to me, because you're educating the high school kids that are going to be taking those programs. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Steve Mariotti. We got more young entrepreneurship to talk about. Stay with us.
Even when times get rough and you had enough, you still got to try.
Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with one of my heroes in the field of entrepreneurship, Steve Mariotti, ladies and gentlemen, the founder and the president of the National Federation for Teaching Entrepreneurship. And Steve's book, How to Start and Operate a Small Business, and The Young Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Running a Business. Those are high school books, right, Steve?
Yes, both of those are aimed at high school.
And you've got a new one out that's aimed at the junior college level, right?
Yes, and it's Prentice Hall's best-selling new book this year. I'm very proud of it. It's called Entrepreneurship, How to Start and Operate a Small Business. And it's been adopted by 94 schools. So,
wow. Congratulations. Well, I'm going to do what I can to help you find some more schools. Now, this is a book that they just buy that from Prentice Hall, right?
Yes, Prentice Hall was our publisher, and they can buy it from Prentice Hall. If they send me an email, I can have the Prentice Hall, if they're a professor, a Prentice Hall salesman, actually call them,
right,
and they'll get the special treatment. If they want to buy just one copy, they can just go to the Prentice Hall website, type in Mariotti.
I got you. That's with two
one
T's.
One R, two T's.
Yeah, one R, two T's. And now the give us your website so they can go there and find out how to contact you.
Good. It's www.nfte. .com.
That's NFTE.com.
NancyFrankTomEdward.com.
Right.
And it's a great website for anyone who wants to work with young people. We have teacher training for teachers. We have curriculum for junior high and high school and now community colleges. And we'd be really excited to hear from people.
Well, check that out, folks, especially if you have a young person who's interested in entrepreneurship. They're thinking about going to college and taking that kind of a curriculum. If they don't know what to do, here's a good idea, folks. If you've got a young person, 15, 16, whatever, you know, maybe they've already graduated from college, I mean, from high school or whatever, and they just don't quite know what to do, well, send them to Steve's site, and maybe they'll get some ideas. I think that would be a good idea. So check that out when you get a chance. That's NFTE.com. Okay, let's talk about these young people. You know, when I was a kid, I don't think we had junior achievement. I think that's been so long ago. We didn't have junior achievement. But I do remember when I was a young manager for Sears back in the 70s, I was a junior achievement advisor. And back then, that's just about all we had across the country. And it wasn't enough. And junior team is still out there. But there's so much more being done today with what you're doing, what others are doing. People are starting to get it, aren't they, Steve, that we've got to train these young people to take their place in the 21st century marketplace.
Absolutely. First of all, junior team is a great program. And I was a JA teacher, and we love it. What NIFTY has done is focus just on low-income children and just on the concept of ownership or entrepreneurship. And we are determined to build a national movement where every child born into poverty learns how to start a small business before they graduate from high school. And I believe that will do more to alleviate a lot of social problems in our country than any other strategy that we can do.
Well, Steve, I'm going to be very frank here about something. And this is what I've learned, ladies and gentlemen, talking to various leaders of the various minority organizations, minority communities, I should say. And that is that there's one segment of our population that really needs to make some progress in the form of entrepreneurship, in the form of ownership, and that's African Americans. I've had a number of African American leaders on this show who have told us that, Steve, and it's an area, I know that's an area that you're working on very hard, and all that you're doing is very, very much needed, isn't it?
Yes. The thing we got going for us is that the African American community has a rich tradition of entrepreneurship and incredible intelligence in markets. And we need to tap into that because certain communities have gotten a little bit discouraged in urban areas.
But as a group, they're lagging behind other minorities in starting businesses.
Yes, and part of that is that historically they were, you know, treated horribly and had their property rights and taken away from them. And so we have some legacy from that. We also have
a
terrible tax code, as you know, tax code that prevents low-income people from being able to compete because it's very complicated and you need to have a lawyer and an accountant to get started. And we have a lot of government regulations that prevent people from entering markets and competing.
That's across the board, though. That's not focused on any one segment. I mean, that's focused on small businesses, and we talk about that all the time. I mean, the cost to comply with regulations, Steve, for small businesses is double what it costs a big business, and that number is going up.
I know it's horrible. It's a civil rights issue.
And not just for minorities. It's a small business civil rights issue.
It's a small business civil rights issue. I totally agree.
Yeah, give us that website again, Steve.
Our website is www.nfte.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. We're going to take a quick break. Steve Mariotti, 1 R, 2 T's, will be with us in just right as we come back after these messages. The Young Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Running a Business is one of his high school books. And the 10th edition, Entrepreneurship, How to Start and Operate a Small Business, is out now. Stay with us. It's 10 till. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Steve Mariotti, the founder and the president of the National Foundation of Teaching Entrepreneurship, NFTE.com. Now, the books are not available, really, at bookstores, or are they, Steve?
A Random House book, The Young Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Running a Business, is available at bookstores and on Barnes & Noble's site and on Amazon.
So if somebody wanted to go out and buy a book for their young person to get them started reading about being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, that would be the one to get.
Actually, no. I would say the best book is Entrepreneurship, How to Start and Operate a Small Business. And they can order that. It's our textbook, and they can order it right from our website.
Okay, good.
And that's the classic. That book is considered to be the standard book for kids to use to start a business, and we have, I believe, sold 50,000 copies since last a year ago, March. So
wow.
15 months. Yeah.
Wow. And 10th edition, folks.
It's being used all over the world.
How many languages is it in?
7.
Wow. Congratulations on that,
Thank
Steve.
Thank you.
Folks, and as you heard me say before, folks, you know, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience, and this is a good example of that. Steve, what is the What is the focus of your curriculum? And I know it's on entrepreneurship, but what is give us a little bit of a taste of how the curriculum works.
Well, we are experiential, so we try to get kids to do everything an entrepreneur would actually do. We encourage them to actually do a business plan, open a bank account, do a poster, do a marketing plan, get business cards, make their first sale, keep single entry bookkeeping, do their income statement, financial balance sheets, and of course a cash flow, do their return on investment, do their return on sales. We are totally in the trenches, practical. How do you get something off the ground that you own and make a profit doing so by meeting someone else's needs?
Understanding how the importance of creating a product and creating value for the customer and taking care of that customer so they come back, that sort of thing.
Yes.
And do you get into branding at all?
We sure do. Branding is
a big issue.
A big issue and very hard to teach.
Why is that? Tell us why you think it's hard to teach.
Branding is subtle. I'm a big fan of Al Reiss and Jack Trout and believe that in a business you should have one word that you own in the customer's mind that means one concept. I'm not a big fan of brand extension where you use your name of your business for a lot of different products.
Right.
Now, kids intuitively will use a name, a good name, for many products, and I find that weakens you in the marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
So I try to teach them not to do that, but it's a big debate, and I love it when I get into a debate on branding with a kid.
And that's exactly right, because what you're doing is you're helping to form the concept of branding. You're putting the ding into their head, and what you're talking about. The reason I asked you that question was because they're small business adults out there who don't get branding. And here's what I think it is, Steve. Let me see what you think about my idea. We have grown up in a world of brands. And all the brands that we know and that we use, Tide and Wonder Bread and Chevrolet, et cetera, are all owned by huge corporations. And we think that branding, therefore, is the private domain of these public corporations. And it's hard for small business owners sometimes to realize that we can not only have our own brands, but we can actually dominate with our brands.
That's right. If you find a niche and you have a good little position in the marketplace, and you get your name right, and the name reflects what you do or your product, you can compete with anybody.
Peter Meyer is our he's not our branding expert, but he's our guy who teaches us that how small businesses can dominate with their brands, and he's taught us that over the years, and that's one of the big goals in my life. One of our big things that we try to do around here, Steve, is to teach small business owners the value and the essentialness of having a brand in your small business and leading with that brand.
I couldn't agree more. I think that's a very important thing.
Well, I'm glad you're teaching the young people that, and we've run out of time, Steve. Will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
Jim, I'll come back whenever you invite me. I love talking to you.
Thanks. Steve Mariotti, ladies and gentlemen.
Show.
Thank you. Founder and president of the National Foundation for Teaching Entrepreneurship. That's NFTE.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Steve, thank you for being here. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. And folks, even though the 4th is on Tuesday, I want to tell you right now, I'll be here live. It'll be my 9th consecutive live 4th of July. Stay with us. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.